प्रजहातियदा कामान् सर्वान् पार्थमनोगतान् आत्मन्येवात्मना तुष्टः स्थितप्रज्ञस्तदोच्यते। सो श्री भगवान् वाच, दिस् इस् कृष्णा स्पीकिङ्ग् इन् रेस्पान्स् टु अर्जुनस् क्वश्चन् अबौट् दि एन्लैटन्ड् पीपल् क्यारेक्टर्स् टु द एन्लैटन्ड् पर्सन्. सो कृष्णा इस् आन्सरिङ्ग् अर्जुनस् फस्ट् क्वश्चन्, स्थितप्रज्ञस्य का भाषा. सो स्थितप्रज्ञस्तदोच्यते. So what are the, this such a person is called as Sitapragya. So it's a one-to-one correspondence between question and answer, at least in the initial part of the question and answer. Prajahati yada kaman, prajahati, prajahati, one who gives up completely, yada kaman, desires. What kind of desires? Sarvan partha manogatan. All kinds of desires which are manogatan, born of the mind, which are stimulated by the mind. Atmanya eva atmana tushtah. Atmanya, it the self, eva certainly atmana tushtah. The second atmana can refer either to the self or the mind. The essential thing is that one finds happiness within, in the self. Atmanya tushtaha. So one turns inwards and finds happiness inwards. Sthitapragyastadochyate. Such a person is a sthitapragya. Uchyate is called as, that person is called as sthitapragya. So essentially Krishna is giving two characteristics here. One rejects external, one rejects external desires born of the mind, desires for external pleasures born of the mind. Prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan. That is A and B of the verse. And then C describes, okay, no one can live without pleasure. So where does one get pleasure? Atmanya eva atmana tushtaha. One turns inwards and gets pleasure inwards. So essentially the point here is that one looks inwards and gains happiness inwards. So, now, all of us are always seeking happiness. And where we seek happiness depends on our conception of life. So if I think of myself as a product of matter, if I think of myself as my body, then naturally I will seek pleasure at the level of the body in matter. And matter exists all around us, all around me in attractive forms. So I will seek pleasure in material things. That is but a natural consequence of my being situated in matter. In contrast, if I understand myself to be a spiritual being, then I will seek happiness at the spiritual level. The soul exists within, and God, the Supreme Soul, also exists within. So, I'll seek happiness within. So, whatever we may speak about who we are, we may call ourselves a spiritualist, but if we are seeking pleasure in material things, then we are actually materialists. And some people we may consider as materialists, but if actually they are seeking about the meaning, thinking about the meaning and purpose of life, but it's because of lack of information, they have come to a conclusion of materialism, then they are much more candidates for spiritual growth then superficial, nominal spiritualists also. So the point is, of course, that there are subtleties in this discrimination. But the broad point is that one who seeks happiness internally is a spiritualist. One who seeks happiness externally is a materialist. So Krishna is telling that the Sthitaprajna's characteristics is that the Sthitaprajna seeks happiness internally and rejects happiness externally. So, prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan. It's interesting that what are rejected is not actions, but desires. Sarvan, all desires are rejected. Which kind of desires? Not all desires entirely, but desires which are born of the mind. Manogatan. So, the mind is filled with conditionings. Conditionings of lust, anger, greed, envy, pride and illusion. And these conditions make us act in various ways. So these conditionings are actually the source of bondage. They are the source of illusion. And they need to be given up. So we can act at the material level in this function world, and we may also have desires to do things in this world. Devotees have so many desires. Srila Prabhupada had so many desires, and those desires were not just in the spiritual world. Those desires were for doing things in this material world, in building temples, distributing books, sharing Krishna with people. So it is all in the material world. So those desires were being enacted at the material level, but they were not originating from the material mind. They were not manogatan. They were spiritual desires, desires which were of the soul expressing its devotion to Krishna through material things, through achieving things in the material world. So the self-realized soul doesn't reject everything material, but rejects desires for material things, rejects desires born from the mind that promise happiness at the material level. Now, it's said that normally we think that if we give up desire, then what will be the happiness in our life? So there is an assumption in this sort of argument that desires show the way to happiness. Oh, I desire to eat that particular object. If I eat it, then I'll be happy. So, we think that desire shows the way to happiness. But the problem with this reasoning is that often we desire the undesirable. We desire things that only cause us misery. And thus, actually, we entangle ourselves. So the way out of this entanglement is by recognizing that worldly desires will entangle in the world. Although they promise pleasure, they deliver entanglement and misery. And that is why we need to go beyond such desires towards higher fulfillment. And the way to higher fulfillment is to go inwards. So the enlightened person knows, I am the soul, and so seeks happiness internally. Now Krishna has not introduced himself till now, so he is not talking about the soul seeking happiness in devotion to him. Krishna talks about Atmanya eva atmana tushtaha. So, the mind thus purified can find happiness in the self. So the mind was filled with desires for outer pleasures. But when we reject those desires, then gradually by that rejection, the mind experiences purification. When we keep saying no again and again to the mind's desires, and then gradually the mind becomes silent of its external desires, and the mind turns inward because it also needs pleasure. And as our consciousness becomes focused on the inner reality, we start experiencing happiness. Just the awareness that we are Sachidananda Atma, that itself gives some pleasure, some fulfillment, some satisfaction. And further, when we understand that I am a part of Krishna and loving, and we start loving and serving Krishna, that gives the supreme satisfaction. So, the test of the self-realized person is rejection of desires born from the mind and satisfaction within the self. And these characteristics are what we can aspire for also. What the in one sense, what is the perfection is also the aspiration of the seeker of perfection. So if a particular batsman bats in a particular way, and that batsman is a champion, another batsman will also try to bat in that way, so that they can emulate. So similarly, within any field, a particular speaker speaks in a particular way, the others try to learn from that. Now, they may not exactly imitate the speaker, but they learn the principles and apply them. So similarly, what is the perfection of the enlightened person? We can make that our aspiration. That we turn away, we reject the mind's schemes and dreams for pleasure in external things. We reject those kaman, manogatan, and we seek happiness within. We find out what are the things connected with Krishna, connected with our spiritual side, that can give us fulfillment, and we focus on them, we connect with them more and more, and thereby we relish higher happiness. And thus, by steady practice of rejection of external pleasure and seeking satisfaction in the soul, we can also gradually but certainly progress towards this perfection of self-realization. Thank you.